Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Linda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show.
Hello, believers. Welcome to the Just Praise Him Radio Show. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and we're going to be doing another All Prophetic Show today. I'm not sure what's going on with the All Prophetic Shows, but I'm game if y'all are. Today is Thursday. I think we're on December 22nd. It's Christmas week, so I've been asking the Lord to speak to us about what's going to happen in 2017, too. Some of you have felt a shifting in the spiritual realm. It feels pretty shaky out there, pretty uncertain. I want to call it uncertain because I'm not sure what else to call it. Okay, the Lord said that some of you are entering the wilderness now, and there are more of you who are going into the wilderness in this time frame, but it doesn't look yet like you're going into the wilderness. 2017 will be a year of change. The Lord is moving His people. He is equipping His people. He is preparing His people. The Lord said that He is exalting those who have shown themselves to be ready by being obedient and extremely obedient. He is looking for those who will show themselves obedient even in the hard things, He said. I am hearing rumors through the grapevine that people are being moved. The Lord is moving people into certain areas. We don't know all the reasons why. We suspect that those may be safe zones or some safe zones. We're not sure. That's what we think. That's what the people who are, well, anyway, that I'm hearing these things from are saying. Okay, the Lord is looking, He said, for those who will not balk. When He says go. When He says go, He wants you to go. He doesn't want you to balk and go, well, wait a minute, you know. He's looking for people who won't hold back on giving when He says give. Those who eschew evil, like Job. And I'll read you some verses about that in 1 Peter. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Sorry about the noise in the background, y'all. It's trash truck day and all the kids are playing out in the street. I think that the rumors that I'm hearing of people being moved, of being strategically placed, I think that is the beginning of this season of change that we are moving into. When He said 2017 will be a year of change, what I felt was constant change. Not change and then stop, but just continually changing. Like, it, for people who hate change, this is going to be a tough year for them, because about the time you get adjusted to one thing, it's going to change again. And when it does that, you just kind of have to get used to change. Okay, this is not going to be a real long show tonight, I don't think, unless the Lord has more for me than what He's given me so far. But He's given me some individual words for people. There's a lady named Kathy, and He said, you are getting a promotion. I think it's on your job in earthly terms. But if not, then it's a different kind of promotion to a new level. But I think it's an earthly job promotion. I think you're fixing to get promoted on your job and you don't know it. There is a Micah or Michael, I'm not sure which, who had a physical illness scare. The Lord says that you are not ill and do not believe the enemy's lies. The enemy is trying to tell you that you are, and he does not want you to believe that. He wants you to refuse it and rebuke it. Troy, you have traveled recently and you long for the place that you left behind. The Lord says he will return you to that place if you will wait for him to do it. He said, if you're thinking about going back on your own, but he said, if you will wait on him, he will take you back there and it will be very blessed when he does. Okay, there's a name that sounds like Sidon, Sidon. There is a good size of amount of money that is coming to you. It's coming to you soon, and you're not expecting this money. I don't know if it's an inheritance or what, but you're not expecting it. The Lord says he wants you to invest one half of that sum of money into his kingdom. He will tell you where to invest it and how. And he said, if you will do that, your reward will be very great. He will bring you back twice the amount that you invest. Barry, there's a problem with your eyes. The Lord is showing me that they're pretty bad. But he says that he wants to heal them if you will believe him to heal them. And he wants you to start confessing right now that you have 20/20 vision at all times. That's your confession. I have 20/20 vision at all times. I have 20/20 vision at all times. He wants you to start confessing that, and he's going to manifest the healing of your eyes. Okay, there's a man named Frank, and I think you might be a mechanic, or you do something that has to do with, I see stuff that looks like stainless steel that you work on. It may be machinist work, I'm not sure. You are going to be changing careers soon to something that you are really, really good at. And it seems to have, what I'm seeing looks like it's something to do with sales and or speaking. It could possibly be preaching. Okay, there's a man named Billy. Billy, you have been involved with two women, and you're more attracted to one of the women than you are to the other woman, but the God says that the other woman that you're not as attracted to is actually his choice for you. Terry. Terry, you have been experiencing financial difficulties for months now, but the Lord says that you have been very faithful to continue to give in spite of the fact that you didn't really have enough yourself, that you have continued to give and, you know, tithe and stuff like that. And he said that 2017 is going to be a year of mighty financial blessing for you because of your faith to give through the hard times and to obey. Okay, there is a woman named Siska. It sounds like Siska, the name. I'm not sure how that's spelled. You have been trying to get pregnant, and you've kind of hit the end of your hope. You've just kind of given up like, okay, this is never going to happen. But the Lord says to you, Siska, that you will bear a child of your own, and it will be a son. I think you will probably have more than one child. I'm seeing more than one, like maybe even twins. But the son is to be dedicated to him. And he says he wants you to start confessing right now that you're having a son, and that son is dedicated to the Lord. He wants you to start confessing that. Tina, you have been overweight for a while, and nothing that you tried to lose weight really worked. And the Lord says that you are free now from this weight problem, and you will now begin experiencing supernatural weight loss. It is going to supernaturally come off of you. The Lord is setting you free from that weight problem, and he says he has an assignment for you. Okay, let me just, Larry, there is a Larry listening. Larry, you have had some health problems, like down in this area right here. Place your hand on that right now. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke all of those health issues, and I command them to be bound and come out of Larry and go immediately into the abyss right now in Jesus' name. Larry, the Lord says you've been very faithful. Not just faithful, but very faithful. And he said he is about to just bless your socks off. He is going to bless you beyond anything you ever dreamed or imagined. There's a Catherine. You have a real sweet spirit, a real, like, gentle, soft-spoken, sweet spirit. The Lord says you are very precious in his sight, and he wants you to know. He wants you to know that you are very precious in his sight. He said that sometimes you doubt that you're worth anything. He said, you are very, very precious in his sight, and that he has some very special blessings in store for you. You're going through a bit of a hard time right now emotionally, but he said things are fixed. The sun's going to come out. And he said the sun's going to come out. That means something to you. I'm not sure what it means, but he said, the sun is going to come out, Catherine. Hold tight. The sun is going to come out. And I don't know if that means the sun up here or the sunshine, or if that means if you have a son that's gone prodigal, and it could be either one. Mindy. There's a Mindy. You have a very vivacious, bubbly personality. You're a real optimistic. You're a cheer bringer. You bring joy to people around you. Oh, that is so precious to God. That is so precious to God. The Lord said, in days to come, Mindy, your gift of being able to bring joy where there is no joy is going to be greatly needed, and he's going to greatly use you with that gift. He's going to use you to bring joy in times of great grief and sorrow. He said, tell you that that gift is from him, and he wants you to use it. He wants you to use it. There's a Linda. Linda, you've gone through a divorce not too long ago, and you're going through a real hard time financially. The Lord says, he has something very special in store for you. And he said, your life's about to get a lot easier because he is going to make it easier. He's doing something supernaturally. I'm not sure what it is. He is making the crooked places straight or clearing a path somehow, but your life is about to get a lot easier. So hang in there, Linda. Hang in there. Okay, I'm not getting anything else right now. Hopefully the Lord will continue to let us have these prophetic shows. They seem to really help y'all. If you want to receive a word during one of these shows, pray all during the week and ask God to give you a word. And then, you know, tune into the podcast. Most of the time when I get words for individual people, it is when I'm recording the podcast. Probably because I'm very focused and everything's quiet then. And I'm just, you know, concentrating on the Lord. And that's when I can hear him the best. So thanks for watching or listening. And I hope that you all have a very, very blessed week. Jesus bless you.
Thank you so much for tuning in today to hear Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at P.O. Box 127, Princeton, Texas 75407, or by email at Glenda Lomax at justpraisehim.today. Just Praise Him Radio is not affiliated with any church, denomination, or nonprofit organization.